aspartame. Splenda, however, comes out looking great in comparison to aspartame, described by Dr. Joseph Mercola as by far the most dangerous substance added to most foods today. Sucralose, which became popular in part as a result of health concerns related to aspartame, has gained market share, but aspartame is still used in many foods and drinks. Questions abound regarding aspartame, which is now found not only in diet drinks, but also in thousands of food products as well as over-the-counter drugs. The sweetener's history is troubling. The Pentagon once listed it as a biochemical warfare agent. Then the pharmaceutical company, G.D. Searle, discovered that aspartame also produced a sweet taste and pressed for government certification. However, in September 1980, an FDA public board of inquiry concluded aspartame should not be approved pending further investigations of brain tumors in animals. It has been reported that later that year, during a sales meeting, the then CEO of G.D. Searle, future Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, stated that he planned to use his political pull in Washington to get aspartame approved. The story is as follows. On the day after President Ronald Reagan's inauguration in 1981, Rumsfeld, as a member of the new administration, was instrumental in the appointment of Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes as FDA commissioner. Hayes, who had previously served in the U.S. Army's Chemical Weapons Division, initially approved aspartame as a sweetener powder, despite the objections of three of six FDA scientists responsible for researching it. Doctors Robert Condon, Satya Dubey, and Douglas Park argued against approval, stating on the record that Searle safety tests were unreliable and not adequate to determine the safety of aspartame. In 1983, just before he left his FDA position for a public relations job with Burson Marsteller, the chief public relations firm for both Monsanto and Searle, Hayes approved aspartame for all carbonated beverages. In 1985, Searle was purchased by multinational conglomerate Monsanto, which established the NutraSweet company. NutraSweet was bought by the European firm J.W. Childs Associates in 2000. Aspartame's connection to formaldehyde, a deadly neurotoxin, has raised concerns among many regulators. A 1998 Life Sciences study concluded that aspartame consumption may constitute a hazard because of its contribution to the formation of formaldehyde adducts, two or more compounds combined.